The blast door opened, and in stepped Tsugan. His eyes were closed. He felt Evangeline's aura brush against him, envelop him like a cool breeze. Reaching out, he found the thunder hammer in his grasp and released it without effort. He could hear everything, every heartbeat, every shallow breath. A spark ignited in the demon engine's eyes. Hellish hope became neutered fury as it found nothing but calm in the warrior before it. In a pure moment of awakening, Tsugan hurled the thunder hammer. It spun end over end until his righteous blow broke open the machine chassis that bound but also girded the abomination within. Free of its fetters, fire surged into the now unbound demon's eyes. Hellish claws reached out from the shattered ribcage as it pulled loose. I will feast upon this world. Evangeline opened her eyes and uttered the first and last words she would ever speak. A true name. The demon shrieked before a harsh corona of light engulfed it. Hot winds, the stench of ash and blood, tainted the air, then was gone. The demon with it. The banishing spilled outwards like a droplet expanding in a massive pool beyond the chamber, beyond the convent bastion walls, across all of Sepulchre 4. In the chapel, only a smouldering hunk of machine metal remained. The scorched remnants of the engine were lifeless and inert. Praetor staggered in, bloody, but with storm shield in hand. It was over. Father Lumion had roused too and stumbled in behind Tsugan. What he saw made him weep. Evangeline's aura had almost faded.
Her grace is spent. By speaking, she violated the most sacred credo of the Order. Her unique gift is lost.
The priest was distraught, but glad Evangeline was alive. Tsugan saw it differently.
A demon is banished, and the Red Rage has been dealt a severe blow.
Reports were flooding in through his comlink. He read them aloud.
Their forces are in retreat. The skies are clearing, and the blockade lifts.
Praetor scowled.
It will not last. We have only a short opportunity.
Going to the comm bead in his ear, he contacted the Implacable with extraction coordinates. Praetor turned to the priest and novitiate.
You will ride with us.
Father Lumion nodded, holding Evangeline close like she was his child. Praetor took his thunder hammer from Tsugan and nodded.
A worthy blow.
Tsugan saw the respect in his eyes and made the most of it. With Evangeline's grace gone, the old anger was returning. He'd been a fool to believe it was anything more than a temporary reprieve.
What's wrong, brother? Nothing,
he lied. By the time the sound of the Implacable's engines were overhead, his inner pain, his rage, had returned.